Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative. Take it one day at a time. Let us repent from our sins or any negative habits or routines or patterns. Let us repent and turn away from negative influences, negative people, anything in our way, anything that's not up to par. Let us ask God for forgiveness from it, and let us be on this narrow, upright path, people. Let us stay blameless and holy forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us just thank the Lord for protecting us and coming in, going out, guiding us through the morning, guiding us through the afternoon, guiding us through the evening, guiding us through the night. His grace, his mercy, his favor, his love, the outstretched arm of God, the finger of God, the mighty hand of God. You know, his word, his only begotten son, dying for our sins. Just so much countless things the Most High has done for us and continues to keep doing for us. Amen. Because his mercy endures forever. You got to reflect and think of everything God has brought you through and how he's still looking out for you. You know, he really protects his people. He really keeps his promises. Amen. So you always got to give him all the glory and praise every day, every minute. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always have that unity, that harmony, that peace, and that love, that compassion, patience, and kindness. And let us just always pray for each other and support each other, intercede for each other. Amen. Because all of our situations are different, and we are still serving the same Creator all together. Amen. The Most High is with us, people. Most definitely. Much love to all the brothers and sisters of faith out there all over the world. I love all of you. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the brave, courageous martyrs out there. And much love to all the great tribulation saints, all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all of you out there. And if there's anybody out there who just gave their life to Christ, anyone who just gave their life to the Messiah, who just repented, turned from their ways, God bless you as well, and welcome to the family. Much love to all of you, man. Shalom, everyone, man. The kingdom of heaven is love and peace on this side, man. So, you know, it's all hospitality over here, man. So much love to everyone out there going through what they're going through. And we're still strong and rejoicing and praising the Lord all together in our situations. Amen. In the midst of our storms, we're still rejoicing and still glad for who he is. Amen. So always stay thankful, people. Yes, most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Play an instrument, make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Just so much rejoicing, you know. Rejoice, always rejoice, people. Always be glad and Just know that he got you and trust in him, okay? Cry out to him. Do what you got to do. Express your joy and your feelings for the Most High. Cry it out. Cry out to him. Pour it out to him. Do what you got to do, amen? Always worship in spirit and truth and serve him with gladness and joy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until His Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And He is coming back for a people who are blameless, spotless, ready to go. So let's be washed up by the water through the word, washed up by the water by the word. Let's keep our lamps. Let's keep our oils. Let's keep doing the Father's will and keep doing what the Messiah led us to do. Let us keep spreading the gospel. Let's keep speaking the truth. Let's keep the commandments. Keep doing stay in your purpose, man. Stay in your calling and handle your assignments, people. Get to it, amen. Most definitely, yeah. Let's know the Lord better. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more in dreams, visions, encounters, situations, more communication and interaction with the Most High. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our purpose, our calling, our situation, our gifts, our talents, our assignments, our tasks, handle that, people. Amen. No excuses. Let's get the job done. Let's get it going for the Most High. Let's get in action. Amen. Let's handle our part. The Most High is going to always do his part because that's who he is. He always goes above and beyond for his people, for his children. So let's do our part. Let's reciprocate. Let's be obedient. Amen. Praise the Most High forevermore, man. More people need more patience and we'll have you in the situations, okay? So let's stay strong and handle our assignments, amen? All right, so today's commentary, we will go through today's Bible reading. We will go through today's recommended reading scriptures. We will go through his commentary. And then from there, we will close out with prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out, give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son, who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah. So today's Bible reading is the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, all right? So let us go through and start off with that, all right? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. But also, this is the first commentary in 2 Chronicles, okay? So what I want to do before I get into that is read the essentials of 2 Chronicles, okay? So here we go. The author of 2 Chronicles is Ezra. The audience, the people of Judah, returned from exile in Babylon. The date, about 1430 BC. The setting, Solomon's reign in Jerusalem. Essentials of 2 Chronicles. When God's people return to Jerusalem after their long captivity in Babylon, they need the encouragement and perspective that the records of 1 and 2 Chronicles provide. They need to look beyond their present circumstances to see the bigger picture. Looking back reminds them that the good old days weren't really all that good. Yet seeing the long view allows them to observe God's consistency and faithfulness despite their own inconsistencies, consistency and faithlessness. In this second volume, the chronicler focuses on the lives of the kings of Judah and the importance of the temple, with a special sensitivity to God's presence and past events. As you read, take time to reflect on God's faithfulness and the big picture of your own life. What to look for in 2 Chronicles. How God humbles and heals nations. The place of worship in national life. Earthly peace and its potential negative aspects. How faithfulness to God can be influenced but not inherited. The collapse of a nation. Evidence that God reigns even when everything looks hopeless. Amen. So let's get through today's Bible reading of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. All right. So here we go. The dedication of the temple. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priest could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. When all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, "He is good, his love endures forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord, and King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 head of cattle and 120,000 sheep and goats. So the king and all the people dedicated the temple of God. The priests took their positions, as did the Levites, with the Lord's musical instruments, which King David had made for praising the Lord, and which were used when he gave thanks, saying, "His love endures forever." Opposite the Levites, the priests blew their trumpets And all the Israelites were standing. Solomon consecrated the middle part of the courtyard in front of the temple of the Lord. And there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the fellowship offerings, because the bronze altar he had made could not hold the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat portions. So Solomon observed the festival at the time for 7 days, and all Israel with him, a vast assembly of people from Lebo Hamath to the Wadi of Egypt. On the eighth, they had held an assembly, for they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days and the festival for 7 days more. On the 23rd day of the seventh month, he sent the people to their homes, joyful and glad in heart for the good things the Lord had done for David and Solomon and for his people Israel. Amen. All right. So that's today's reading of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. So they're rejoicing gladly of God's glory and God's power and how the Most High's presence was in the temple with them. All right. So you got to always celebrate and rejoice, people, in every situation in your life that you encounter the Most High. Amen. So what I would love to do is read recommended reading scriptures connected to this. Okay. So the first recommended reading scripture is Psalm 100. A psalm for giving thanks. Shout to the Lord, all earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and praise his name. And praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Amen. That's Psalm 100. Now let us go to Psalm 126, verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Amen. No, that's right. Amen. Praise him. So that's the second recommended reading scripture. Now we'll get to the next third recommended reading scripture, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 15. So I commend the enjoyment of life, because nothing is better for a man under the sun than to eat and drink and be glad. Then joy will accompany him in his work all the days of the life God has given him under the sun. Amen. I know that's right, people. We know that the times we in are definitely challenging all over the world and hard, but let your personal life be filled with joy with the Lord. Amen. Don't let nobody take your joy away, okay? So the next recommended reading scripture we will read is the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 11, okay? Here we go. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Amen. Amen. Messiah said that most definitely, okay? That true joy from the Most High, true joy that nobody could take away from you. Amen. Praise him forevermore. Make sure you have that everlasting joy, okay? There you have it. All right. So those are the recommended reading scriptures, okay? Now, what I love to do is read the actual commentary itself, okay? The title of this commentary is Celebration of Joy. The bottom line for you and me is simply this, writes pastor and author Bruce Larson. Grimness is not a Christian virtue. If God really is the center of one's life and being, joy is inevitable. If we have no joy, we have missed the heart of the good news. One person put it even in more simpler words. Joy is the surest sign of the presence of God. Amen. When King Solomon was just beginning his reign over Israel, he unexpectedly experienced God's presence while praying outside the temple. Awed and inspired by this heavenly encounter, Solomon's immediate response was unbridled thankfulness and joy, a joy so great that the king called for a big celebration nationwide, 15-day festival of celebration and dedication to God. Probably the closest modern parallel to this event is, you know, any nice big celebration around the world. That too is naturally mandated day of rest and a reflection, a time to gather together with friends and family to give thanks to God for his goodness throughout the year. Imagine someone of power to celebrate a festival for 2 whole weeks with nationally televised services of praise and worship to God, along with unrestrained feasting every single day for 15 days. The damage to your checkbook and to your waistline would be evident, to be sure. Wonder what a sports team win or lose record would be after such a span of holidays, right? Or a certain amount of days. The fact of the matter is that every day we should be grateful. It's a day to celebrate what God is doing in our life and to reflect on His goodness and grace. A day to experience God's presence, to listen and obey. The real question is, how will you respond to God? Will you be a sad saint, or will you express your joy and delight with unbridled thankfulness? Amen. Joy is also one of the fruits of the Spirit, so we got to embrace that more often than people, okay? Things to take away from the commentary. Do you agree with the statement, joy is a sure sign of the presence of God? Why or why not? What are some ways have you experienced God's presence in times of worship? What can you do this week to celebrate God's presence in your life? Quote unquote, in other words, from silly devotions and our sad-faced saints, good Lord, deliver us. Quote, St. Teresa of Avila. All right, so be joyful, be glad, rejoice, people. Stop being so robotic and stiff and stagnant and angry and bitter and sour and all that. No need for all that at all, man. You know, no need for that. You got to thank the Most High for what He brought you through, what He continues to keep doing for you. Even in the midst of everything going on, it's prophetic time as well, you know. So the joy of the Lord is your strength, people. Amen. Amen. So there you have it. That's the commentary for today. What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose 3 days later. Amen. He is risen. His blood cleansed all of our sins, iniquities, transgressions, all of that. Amen. Praise the Most High. His Son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate, the Almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the Author and finisher of our faith, the Author and perfecter of our faith, the Author of life, the Author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the Beloved Son, the Blessed Only Potent, the Blessed Only Ruler, the Branch, the Bread of God, the Bread of Life, the Bridegroom, the Capstone, the Captain of Salvation, the Chief Cornerstone, the Chief Shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the Consolation of Israel, the Cornerstone, the Counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn of all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am that I Am, the I Am who I Am, the Great I Am, the Image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna the Saint, Son of David. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my buckler, my salvation, my healer, my redeemer, my provider, our sufficient one, our refuge, our high tower, our good fortress, our everything. People are sustaining the sufficient one, all of that. He's the name above all names, most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai, Yeshaya, Adonai. Praise Him forever, y'all. Most definitely, He is the consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of Him. The government rests on His shoulders. He's the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rests on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on Him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search and seek Him with your whole heart, and you will find Him. He is a reward to those who seek Him diligently, y'all. You got to have faith in Him. You got to have faith. It's impossible to please God without faith, so that faith has to be there, people. Faith, faith, faith. Your faith saved you. Your faith made you well. We understand that the outstretched arm of God will be on our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be on our lives forever. The finger of God will be in our lives forever. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, wonders, healing, restoration, deliverance, all those things, y'all. God's timing is perfect time and due time in Him. So let's submit ourselves to Him. Let's submit to Him and humble ourselves before Him. He was exalted us in due time in people, amen. So we know that the Most High God is, no matter how it's looking right now, because we live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight, amen. So we know the Father God in control, because that's just how amazing He is. And we got to just stay faithful to Him through it all, amen. Praise him forevermore, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the rule of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, the son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone of builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Adonai, the word of Elohim. Praise him most definitely. We know that his word is purified silver, just as David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure and flawless, like the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So we know that the Most High God is in the midst of our situations. And we just know that he is constantly looking out for us, constantly, constantly. We know that he works in mysterious ways. Amen. So that faith got to be on point and strong, people. Mustard seed faith. Always got to remind yourself of who the Messiah is in the midst of our situations, how he overcame the world. And he told us to cheer up. All right, a Messiah prophecy tells us to cheer up, okay? He overcame the world. So always remind yourself that he is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all, the abiding Son, the abash of the enemy, abundant grace, abundant life, ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Aleph, Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely, amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit. Anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointed of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one. Author, finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, a veiling shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed the glorious Lamb, blessed the only potent, blessed and glorious name. Blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed are the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, build of the church, bruised and afflicted of God. Bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter, Jesus, carpenter, son. Chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete control of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the Most High, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days man, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallow stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dwell of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, Elohim, elect of the Lord, enlarger of my heart, enlighten of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy, our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God. God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets of treasures in earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God is with us, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great savior, great shepherd, great and amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holy than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in a day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna, son of David, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, God is with us, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper, sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justify the spirit, justify the circumcision, justify the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashem, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel. Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader, commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted up my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, Lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahawah, Everlasting Strength, Ahai Yeshaya, Lord of a New Covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, love of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man of Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, married one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, God works in mysterious ways. His ways is higher than our ways, his thoughts is higher than our thoughts. Narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion of the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning Lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, reject the stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, good Samaritan, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the law, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing, new attitude, new mindset, new habits, new habits, new habits, new routines, new way of living, new life from now on, new people to fellowship with. New rejoicing, new joy, new gladness, renewed heart, people, renewed strength, stability, peace, love, comfort, joy. Speak those things over your life. Behold, the Lord is doing a new thing. Become a new creature in Christ. The old form of things of your life have passed away. Now look forward to the rest of your life. Look forward on this narrow path. Amen. Repent and get baptized. Touch your life over for the Most High. Go on this narrow path and stay on it. Be born again of spirit and water. Holy Spirit baptism. Praise the Most High. Water baptism forevermore, people. Let's turn from our ways. Let's get upright for the Most High forevermore, people. Stay strong and firm, people, and hold your own, all right? You got it. The Lord God, He's going to sustain you through this journey, okay? Make sure you store up your treasures in heaven, people. Prayers that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers that your name is recorded and written in heaven. Prayers that you sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Prayers that you have eternal life in 100-fold. Pray that you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, all the heavenly crowns. Pray that you have the white robe and the palm branches singing to the Messiah. Prayers that when it's all said and done, the Messiah looks at you and tells you, well done, good and faithful servant. When you was hungry, you fed him. When he was thirsty, you gave him a drink. When he was sick in the prison, you visited him, you checked on him. Praise the Most High, y'all. Prayers that you have the tree of life forever. Prayers that you be at paradise with God forever. Just prayers up, people. Pray that the many messages of the Messiah and the Father promise you that you receive that as well, y'all. Got to obtain that eternal life, people. We have to go through a whole lot of things prior to it, okay? Just prayers up for all of that, y'all. Prayers up, you know, to have the tree of life forever, everlasting joy, you know. Got to work hard towards those things and go through a lot for that as well, you know. That crown of life, got to endure a lot. We got to persevere, people, amen. So stay strong and prayers up there for all of you out there, man. Prayers up, prayers up, prayers up. All right, guys, stay strong in your condition, in your situation, all right? The Most High is excellent and awesome. His Son is amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant, servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sin sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitten of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man, the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principality, spokesman of the Father, sprinkle of nations and kings. Star out of Jacob, stay, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone of builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone. Son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, excellent, awesome, amazing, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High. The mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcome. Triumph Lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one. uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veiled to a new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present hope, very pure word, victorious, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way. Way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong Lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people. He is the witness to the people, the wonderful counselor, the word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends. He is the wounded one of house of friends, the wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child. He is the young child, as if the Lord of hosts, the zealous one. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Most High God forevermore, y'all. He gets all the glory, honor forever and ever. Praise him always, most definitely, y'all. So there you have it. What I love to do as I close, I'll give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they will put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.